This is the Mom and Son Podcast. Now here's your host, Rip James.
Let me give a special shout out to my brother Hazy P. Happy birthday, brother. Proceed, man.
Happy birthday, bro.
Hey, I'm still hungover from the damn mixtape.
Your album
dropping, bro. I'm still messed up from that damn shit, man. I had fun, man. That was awesome.
All right.
It was straight up awesome. Happy birthday, brother, man. I hope you have a good one, man. I hope a midget jump off the cake out your ass or some
man,
shit.
God
somebody
bless you.
Smush you in the face with the cake, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What up, Mr. Tony?
We are having technical difficulties, so sorry.
Now
they're fixed. But.
Oh, okay. You all right, man? It happens, shit. Yeah. So let me ask you a question. Life. So I heard you had some things going on this weekend, right?
Yeah.
So tell us about it, man.
Ooh, I helped open a bar.
That's just a handshake. Come on, man. You know that handshake, man. Hand clap, man. We got a hand clap for my bro. Yeah.
Rockstar Taco Shack at Gaslight.
Oh,
the corner of King
Hey, Rockstar. Hey.
The corner of King's Highway and Shaw.
I love that place too, man.
Okay.
I love that place.
Great spot.
Yeah.
Right.
Great spot.
Yeah. I know they got a signature drink too.
They got all kinds of drinks. I don't know about signature.
I had some bourbon, some signature. That shit tuned me up, man. I'm black.
I got margarita.
That was it, man. How was it? Good? Was it nice?
Opening night was good. We had Ryan Chaney from Fivefold play, and we filled the place pretty much. Yeah.
Dope, man.
Swung some tacos and.
All right, that's best
thing
right there.
Step on out, man.
Now only the bar is open right now, but we do have food on Friday and Saturday until we open the other side.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking forward, brother.
It's gonna be full restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
as long as I got tacos, that's all that matters.
Yo, shout out to Beyond FM 24/7. That's my smooth, slow voice.
Beyond FM.
There you go.
Seven.
I can't get no line buried, man. Can try to. Hey, what's up, Mitch? Jay Bars is chiming in. What's up? What's up, everybody? I got show love. There's everybody chiming in. It's chiming in right now. Yo, go download the app right now, man. Beyond FM 24/7. This is Mom and Rip Podcast. It's a blast. Always Tony on deck. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Making this happen. Ha, ha, ha.
He's trying to.
Oh, man. We got it going. We got it rolling, baby. It's all to the gravy. So, I got to get into the hip-hop news, man. I know you know that's why I say I feel about doing music is going to certain places, rapper, and when you rap about certain lyrics, it affects your life. So, rapper Riz the RZA was found dead outside.
What?
In Hellendale house. And, it's sad, man. I like the little dude music, man. He was dope. He was Kodak Black good friend. He was part of the Sniper Gang. Rest in heaven to him, man. Condolences to him and his family. They ain't even the other news, man. Also, Mr. Spot'em Got'em got shot. The car that he was in was shot 22 times. He got shot 2 times in the leg, in both legs.
Blessed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Izzy, bless ain't the word, man. Man, hey, look, man, I don't know what to tell y'all. That's why I don't go out that much to go to certain places, man. Y'all motherfuckers need hugs. This world is fucked up.
God trying to tell y'all something.
I don't know what it is. I woke up this morning playing that song, didn't I? Shout out to Color Purple. Mama. Yo, that's one of my favorite movies, man. Color Purple. She said, what you do to me, she'll come back on you.
I
said, damn, don't mess with a woman's score, boy. I said, hop on, got that roof. Hey, so we know we're going to eat dinner tonight. And we always watch a movie. Last week, we watched, what we watched last week? Tony was in it too, boy. It was good, man. Food was good. Everybody was just smacking up good. I forgot the damn movie.
I did too. I don't know. We watched
some movies.
Kid to Play. House Party. House 43.
Okay.
House 43. That it was. So this week, I mean, yeah, we're going to watch Candyman.
We just watched Candyman.
Tony ain't seen it yet.
Oh, Lord.
He ain't seen it yet,
he
mama.
He just want to hear me scream.
True, y'all. Hey, I ain't going to lie.
Tony ain't seen Candyman.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Lord, have
mercy.
Well,
let me tell y'all something, man. You told me you got technical. My damn computer froze on my little black ass.
Okay, now y'all going to listen. Y'all going to
hear
me.
Hey, now check it out, though.
Today.
Yo, ciao. Candyman, hats off. What up, Jay Crazy? It's one of the dopest remakes up-telling to this movie that I've seen so far. Candyman, in my book, I give it a 10. What you get, mama? What you give it?
I give it, I don't like scary movies. I just watch it because you wanted to watch it.
What was it?
I ain't going to get no number. Oh, the number is 2.
That's bad review.
Okay, I'm sorry. Candyman was good. I give it a 9.5.
Yeah, these are black actors,
That's how I screened through the movie, so this is what it is. Instead of saying Candyman, y'all say Jesus, 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 Jesus 5 times. See how good of a blessing you'll get.
Hey, I like that idea.
You ain't gonna straight see up. Nobody coming out there killing, though.
I like that idea. Shoot. I showed you the angel. angel.
Yes, Lord.
Shoot.
Faith. Bless.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yo, if you went to church, I hope you pray for us.
Please.
If the church is in your heart, I hope you pray for us. Because I pray for y'all.
Anyway.
I pray for the world.
Go to church or not.
I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge. I pray for peace. I pray for happiness. I pray for prosper. I pray to stop the homeless, the men homeless. I prop all this killing and all this nonsense that's going on in the world. But those are just my prayers. God died for us. He sacrificed his life for us. And this is how he would pay him? Why you thinking so much stuff going on in this world, all world and messed up and all crazy
evil
and
people
shit.
Out here. That's what that's
I'm
the
just
problem.
Trying to say, man. I ain't trying to wake the fuck up. If you say you woke, then speak. If you spoke, then we shall hear. If we can't hear, if you scared to speak up, speak up. But you also got the government and other haters out here that was trying to keep. But, you know, it's a war going on out here for our souls, man. You got to choose a side. Hello, Miss Jeremy. We give a shout out to everybody. 10 Cents is listening in the building.
All right.
And I got to give a shout out to Beyond FM 24/7, man.
All right.
I got to, man.
I don't know who those people are.
Hey, man. They ain't worth, man. We know them. Hey, so what's up, mama? What's going on?
Well, you know how my weekend went.
Oh, my God.
The same way the whole year went. Some of y'all might have seen on Facebook, I had to put on blast my neighbor who have harassed me since I've been here. January 3rd, Rod's sitting here waiting on some furniture to come in. She want to ask him, what you doing here?
I live here.
Ooh, Lord. If I was there, I would say, ain't none of your business. But the world
because I knew how she looked. She looked like she was just, you know, just being an old nosy person.
No, I just said, I don't know. Everybody thinks she crazy. Got dementia, but she don't.
I can imagine what they're thinking when they see the guy outside with the green beard.
You dig?
But wait a minute, now, I'm going to tell y'all, January the 6th, when I moved in here, this woman come walking in my door. Our door was open. She just walked in the house. She just politely walked in the house. And I was like, excuse me. Oh, let me tell you about the mailman. The mailman put the mail in the mailbox and you take it out. So me and the other two ladies that was helping me unpack, we said at the same time, you need to go. So she politely left. Now, in the beginning of this week, I know Rod know the code to the door. I'm hearing somebody pushing real hard. I'm like, okay, Lord. So let you call the police now. Found out they ain't going to do nothing no way. So I stood behind the door with the sharpest knife I could find. Whoever come in here, I'm ready to stab you up and stomp you and push you out the door. I come to find out. She talking about, open up. I say, good Lord, that's my ring. So I open the door. She tell me I'm confused. I say, you ain't confused. You've been here almost 20 years. I'm the only house you tried to get into. So I'm wondering all this time. I've been telling Ron, I said, dog, we got some food missing. Some corn, some peas, some Jiffy mix and all that. How many times this woman has been in my house? So I had to, you know, pray on it. But that didn't help. Because the woman...
It did help, Ma. Things got resolved.
Oh, no. It ain't resolved. Because I'm going to tell y'all why it's not resolved.
Okay, man.
Now, I called the regional manager. She didn't answer the phone. I texted the woman twice. She didn't answer the phone. So I called the man that his shirt, his bag say recertification. I talked to him. He told me, why don't you leave her alone? How in the hell am I going to leave somebody alone to keep bothering me? They keep coming over here. Let me tell you how the popo is out here in Spanish Lake. I called him. The woman came out. She told me, I got a call. I said, okay. So we went to the grocery store and we came back. I called the police again. I say, I need a police at, you know, whatever address. And he said, well, I see you called before. I'm going to have the woman call you. I said, no, you're not. I said, I need a person come out here because I need to make a police report. They would not give me a police report of this woman trying to come into my home. And like I told the officer, if I was over there at her door trying to get into her house, me and my little black self would be in jail, under jail. They been beat me up before we got there to jail. Now, I talked to one of the sergeants. He told me, long as she come on your front and she's talking civilized, she can come. I said, excuse me, sir. She's not going to come in my on my property because I don't want her there. Oh, she can come if she want to. I said, okay, she going to get her ass whooped. And I meant that. She may be 79 years old. I'm 62. She's going to get her ass whooped with that cane. She running around here walking like she's 16 and I'm walking with the cane. Come on now, don't play with me. So my thing is this here, I have to remain calm, cool, and collected. And when I talked to the certification man, he told me, and like I said, oh, leave her alone, boy. If y'all don't wake up and smell the coffee and realize the neighbors around here have told this little lady to leave me alone. And may God bless her. May God be with her. If she has dementia, I wish she had somebody come stay with her so they can, you know, help her out. And if she don't, have family, put her in a nursing home somewhere where she can get some help. Because frankly, coming over here bothering me is not going to get no help. Anybody that know me, and all my sisters and them talking about, but two of them anyway, don't whoop her ass, don't whoop her ass. The fuck I'ma do? If somebody come up in this house here, you're going to get an ass whooping like I taught my grandkid. Hit him in the throat real hard. When you hit him in the throat and you break that fucking wind, they go down to that floor. They're stomping, 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 stomping until they don't move no more. They don't move no more. You kick them and you walk away. That's how I taught my kids and that's how I'm teaching my grandkids. And they will know that again when I go visit them this month. Now, to Miss Maureen, you old. You stay to yourself. I'll stay to myself. You come up there with my rocking chair and my chairs are. I don't give a hoot to a hoot what the police say. You gonna get your ass whooped. You come up in this door. Trust and believe. You're not gonna walk out of here walking. Now may y'all pray for her. May y'all please pray for her and just pray for her.
Man, y'all please pray this lady don't get her ass whooped, man. Just like pray I done for seen her, it please. Too many times. Like I'm for real, man. My mom don't play, man. Like I don't know, man. I don't know if it's in the blood, the gene, the family, what, man. But I don't know, man. But I be trying to resolve it, man. I be trying to save the old lady ass and her little dog, cause the dog would, I don't know, man.
Wait a minute, she got dementia. If you got my mother had dementia. She had Alzheimer's.
Well, I know what lady keep
coming. No. I know what Alzheimer's are. I was there from the beginning. I was there when my mama died at Forest Park Hospital. Everybody, I know what dementia is. It affects everybody
differently, though. I know.
Okay, if it affects everybody differently,
but I'm saying,
well,
the lady going to stay with her, though.
Well, Lord, let it affect her when she stay at her property and around her to other neighbors that want to deal with her because they have told her, leave the woman alone. Don't nobody stay next door to me. And she over there pulling up weeds. She gonna ask me, you want me to pull the flowers up? I said, Maureen, I'm gonna squeeze on. Hold on,
y'all. Let me explain something to y'all real quick, man. You know what's something wrong with the lady. The lady is, okay. It be 90 degrees outside, right? 90 degrees. And this lady got on the jumpsuit that you wear in the wintertime that you fix cars and shit on and shit like that. Like when you going to
show. Well, y'all just pray for her. Please pray for her.
And someone. And she, I mean, dude, I don't
if
know.
If it's something wrong with her, y'all please pray for her. Please.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
She needs some help. Now, we gonna leave that alone. All right. That's how my weekend went.
I'm gonna go. I know I was here, mother. I witnessed it all. Man, I walked outside and seen the car. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. I didn't want to wake up to this shit. I woke up to cops outside, man. You know how many times in my life I done seen cops and woke up to cops in my house or at the door? Too many.
But these cops out here ain't no good. That man told me the city cops and the county cops are not the same.
Are they not?
They different.
They are.
I say, well, hell, is that why
they
y'all...
They but they different.
But no. Is that why all y'all... That's why the county people killing all these black folks and get away with it? Is that how different y'all are? Somebody talk to me now.
They had the bodies in.
Wait a minute. When that man told me. Wait a minute. When that man told me that that woman could come up on my property if she want to, long she talking civilized, I knew he was lying.
But mama, listen, this is what they saying. No. Mama, she talk, what they saying is, mama, she talking civilized, you can't do nothing to her. But if she was attacking you or talking reckless, you have the right to do nothing to her,
man. He told me if she come up here.
Talking civilized, mama.
Right. But if she attack me while I'm on the front, you can and then I can do.
Bull crap.
Okay. Well, you tell them that. You tell them man. That. Nah, man, I'm waiting for her to come in this house
retarded,
again.
Mom, they retarded. I just want her to try to come to my front door again,
because I'm going to open that sucker so hard.
Y'all chime in. This is the mother, mom, and y'all, really? Now y'all see where I get me from. You know what I'm saying? So this is the Mama Real Podcast brought to you by Beyond That Film 24/7. Y'all download that app right now. Do that favor. Do that right there. Do that right there. And y'all can share this right here, man. Keep sharing it right now, man. Look, shout out to all my sports people out there. Well, man, I seen LeBron James and Westbrook riding around together, vibing. Now, that's dope. That's dope. Is that telling us something? Mm. 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 Yo, let's give a shout out to the top four AP college football rankings. I heard the first is Alabama, number two, Georgia, number three, Oregon, number four, Oklahoma, number five, Iowa, number six, Penn State, number seven, Texas, A&M, number eight, Cincinnati, number nine, Clemson. Number 10, Ohio State. Number 11, Florida. Hootie-hoo. Number 12, Notre Dame. 13, Ole Miss. Mississippi.
How many is it?
14, Ohio State. 15, BYU. 16 is Arkansas. 17 is Carolina. 18, Wisconsin. 19, Michigan. 20, Michigan State. 21, North Carolina? Damn, what happened to y'all?
But 22,
French State. 23, Auburn. 24, UCLA. What happened? 25, Kansas. Damn, son.
Was that it?
Man, yeah, that's it. But damn, they used to be, Kansas used to be up there kicking ass. North Carolina used to be dope. Shit, what
happened? Let me give y'all a shout out to Colorado. They said they need some help. I don't have the information in front of me right now. If y'all Google them, get somebody, please. They said if I can send somebody their way, they'll pay me. If they pay me, they're going to pay you. Now, Colorado needs some help. Real bad. I misplaced my information. I'll get it, and maybe next Sunday I'll give it to you, or you can Google it or whatever. My name is Yvonne Tomlin-Ward. Make sure you give my name. Christina Lopez know me. I just talked to the big man, Clever Runners or something like that. But anyway, I'm going to become real good friends with these people, because if you don't do me right, I'm going to let you know. That's just life.
Well, that's middle fingers up to Subway for the day. Middle fingers up to Colorado. Middle finger up to, what's that store? Right next door to them.
To what?
St. Louis Chicken and Wings.
Oh.
Man, y'all suck. Man, I go in there to get my food, and I'm trying to talk to the guy. He just ignoring me. And I see flies flying around. For one, I don't want my food, man. Now I don't want my food. But he just rude as hell. No self respect for him or his customers. I'm like, man, look, man, I'm putting y'all on blast. That's what I like to do. Why not?
We just gonna pray for him. That's all. We just gonna pray
for
him.
Put him on blast.
Pray for him.
I'm gonna give y'all a solution. And it's the easy solution about things. You know, people say he say, she say, all this, and then start the high school drama shit. I tell you, do this. Put everybody in the room and see who say what. You just say, did you say this about so-and-so and this is that so-and-so? That's how you desire the problem.
I'm going to be like, hell yeah, I said it. But what about it?
But the thing is, what I'm saying is respecting. If you have a problem with someone, I say resolve it behind closed doors. A conversation over the phone is not a bad thing. A conversation over lunch or dinner is not a bad thing. We all could be mature about life and resolve our problems. We desire after going through throwing stones at each other, talking dirt in each other's name, talking behind each other's back. Fighting, shooting, stabs, all that can be resolved just by a conversation. It's all I'm saying.
I'm saying like this here. If you think that said something about you, please ask me, because I'm going to tell you the truth. If I said something about you, I'm going to say, yep, I said it. I said you ain't no damn good. I said it, so what? You can say the same thing about me. I don't care. Frankly, I don't give a hoot to a hoot. But I will let you know that I said something about you. Ain't no shame in my game. This ain't gonna shame my game. I'm a beat up old beat up bat over here. Ain't no shame my game. I say I'ma say something about you. Simple as that.
Well, I'm honest. I pray for you. Let that situation go in your heart. That's down. Anything, no, no. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's like just. Whoo. Just like, you know. Just
yeah,
like,
I'm just gonna have to let it go. Because I see these people ain't gonna do nothing about it. Spanish Lake police ain't gonna do nothing about it.
Now,
so I'm pray for him.
Now, I know my mom watch her be up there, but she know I do music, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know me, Rip James, follow me, you know, Rip James music. Ha ha! The verses, Ja Rule and Fat Joe. If you seen that one, who you think won? Fat Joe came off the old school, he even brought Remy Ma, they brought Jadakiss out. Oh, man, shout out to Remy Ma for the, doing the verse of the legend of Ali, man. I don't want to do him wrong. Big Pun.
Mm.
Shout out. That's a hard ass verse to say though, man. She killed that shit though. But in my book, I'm sorry, Ja Rule took that one. I love you, Fat Joe. You got nice sneaks and all that. You made niggas lean back. But Ja Rule had them hits. He came and he did his thing, man. Even the comments, they say Ja Rule got that. So what 50 Cent gotta say about that shit, nigga? Huh? What you gotta say about that shit, nigga? That's why he sold that medicine water. That shit nasty. But oh man, let me tell y'all about this, man. Everybody remember Kim Kardashian and Ray J sex tape. So Wack 100 said he got another sex tape with them. But this one is more, you know, more exclusive than the last one.
Of who? Kim and Ray J?
Yes. He said, but it's the lawyer. Man, so he say. He said he'd give it to Kanye for free. And that's some shit. Lord. He wouldn't sell it to him. Kanye got that bread. He a billionaire. Man, I need that money, bro. But nah, for real though. Honestly, Kanye, Kim Kardashian, attorney fires back at Wack 100 and say he's just doing it for attention, like always. Damn. That's how it is, Wack. You doing it for attention, bro? I'm just saying, bro. People do the dumbest thing for attention, man. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. But you know, my birthday next week on the 26th, I'm a Libra. Shouts out to all the Libras. Sorry, Virgo. Hey. Y'all season almost over. But on my birthday, you know what drops, mama?
What?
You know what drops?
What?
What's the TV show we waiting on?
Which one?
On Hulu. By 50 Cent.
Wait. Hold on.
Drug Dealers.
I don't know. I can't.
Oh, my God.
What?
50 Cent new TV show. He got to come on. You said, we ain't going to be able to watch it. Why? Because we going to be down there with the kids. I'm taking my Roku with me.
What is it?
Mama, man, come on, mama.
Come on, talk just to me. I just don't remember it, boy. My brain ain't that hard. I can't think that hard.
Oh, my God.
If I think
God.
That hard, I may lose some up there in my brain. I don't have nothing.
Do you know what I'm talking about? They infamous. It was. Oh, my God, mama, come on. I'm going to give you a chance. Anybody heard? No, come on. Talk to me. Don't be no squirrel.
Don't know.
Don't be no squirrel. 50 Cent new TV show is based on what? Who is it? He's locked up right now. His other partner's a freak. Who is it?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Don't nobody know,
right? I don't watch TV.
My brain can't work like that. I'm sorry. But what is it? Talk to us.
Man, come on, man, y'all.
Lord, have mercy.
Who?
You said locked up and partner's a freak. That explains a lot of artists. That's too vague.
Artists? These people don't know. I'm talking to old people, white people, mixed people.
Rob, what is it?
Come on, man. I'm giving y'all a chance, man.
We don't know.
Man, come on, man. Y'all ain't hip to the world?
I'm not.
Well, he getting sued anyway.
My brains ain't that hip.
He getting sued anyway.
I don't know still. I can tell you.
Come on, man. Nobody know.
Smash.
What is Smash?
Oh, that's a TV show I just made up.
BMF, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
BMF, y'all. BMF, okay?
Okay.
BMF.
You gonna take a seat for
it? It drops.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna watch it with them. I'm gonna watch it when they sleep.
Because
they gotta go to school.
That's cool, on my birthday.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want my kids to watch nothing like that, man. I only did it for a reason because I want my mom to see what's going on in the world like that. But BMF, I came away, I'm excited about that, man. They got Snoop Dogg in there. They got a lot of people in there. They got the trailers up already and stuff, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I can't wait to see my babies.
I know, I'm excited, y'all. So next week, we won't be live. We won't have no show because we'll be with the kids. I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drive them 9 hours straight. Y'all pray for our safe travel. Don't be playing. Won't let me gone. Mommy, just chill out, relax. Let's do some music. You know what I'm saying? Your son got this.
I gotta take my Yolanda Adams.
Oh, my God. I love Jesus. Hey, let me tell y'all a story, man. Let me tell y'all a story. So, me and my little brother had to take a trip with my auntie, Aunt Chloe, Uncle Daniel, Joy, all my cousins, man. So we all in this minivan, we driving, dog. I'm excited like a mug, man. Oh, man, I have my little headphones. I have my little tape deck that saved me on for a little bit. But let me tell you something. I learned 5 gospel albums from front to back. I learned 5 gospel albums from front to back. That's all we listen to. Like, I love it. Don't get me wrong, but I never listen to gospel that much, bro. But God good. Let me tell you something. And then when we stay with them in Texas, I ain't never had to listen to gospel music while I eat dinner. In the car, go to church from 6 in the evening, 6 in the morning. God was indebted in us already as a child. They made sure he stayed in our life. Hey, I love my family, man. I talked to my auntie and cousin yesterday, man. Yo, shout out to Joy White. Y'all check my cousin out. She's one dope actress. She is dope, man. She is very talented. We got very talented people in our family, man. I'm very excited, man. You know what I'm saying? She invited me to the... Y'all don't see me dance on the mic, but you see me dance home. I'm a clubhouse member, you know what I'm saying? So, well, yeah, man, I had fun, man. You had fun? Mm-hmm. I'm finna eat up good, y'all. And, oh, you got dessert, too, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
What we got for dessert?
You picked it out.
Oh, okay, man.
Velvet.
Red velvet, baby. Oh, oh, yeah, Tony, what's up, baby? Oh!
Tony, so you taking some of that cake home.
Oh, and I've been watching this new thing. It ain't new. It's 2 seasons of it, man. On Hulu. No, HBO Max. We got HBO Max. Sorry for you. It's called Warrior. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
I watch the same thing over and over.
My God. Warrior is a dope movie. It's about these Chinese people. Look, man, they look, what makes it so dope about this series, it's a series. They speak in Chinese, you know, and they show the words. And then it go some word noise, and they speak English. And it's dope. I love it. And it's action-packed.
You have to tell me about it. I could have been here watching it.
It's storyline, too. It's dope. You know, some things you like, mom. Some things you don't like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and, oh, yeah, 2nd season of Wu-Tang out. I've been watching that. It's pretty dope. I only seen 4, man. I don't know what's going on, man. What's going on? Don't tell me what's going on, man. What's going on? Don't tell me there's more beauty. I'm trying to cuss my mama, man. Don't give me no BS, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Right.
Don't be doing this, man.
Y'all gotta watch, man, the movie called The Oval. The Oval. It's about the president, his wife, and they 2 badass kids. Ooh, they ain't bad. They demons. All of them look like they demons. The president sleep with everybody, their mama. And then so the wife, she starts sleeping with some of the staff, with one of the staff members. And his wife is finna kill her.
Sound like Power.
Ooh, yeah, it was good. It was good. Me and Rick sit down and watch it all.
That's the movie or series?
It's a series. It's a series called Over by, I think it's about Tyler Perry.
And it's
Perry.
Over. Mama watches everything. It's
yes.
Over. Yo, Lord. Tyler Perry doing his damn thing, man. Shout out to Tyler Perry, man. Yo, Tyler,
and
what's up?
Sister Sue is good, too.
Who?
Sisters.
Mm-hmm. My mama be watching all that stuff, man. That's that drama stuff. I can't do it. That's that Oprah Winfrey shit.
I be sitting there watching.
I hate Lifetime, too.
Y'all
I cannot
need to watch The 4 Weddings.
I'm not why I'm a boy, man. I'm a man. I'm not gonna watch all that stuff, man.
When you'll find you. When you get married, then you'll take some of them.
I'll watch them too. You know what I'm saying? But
I already got Rob wedding planned out. He need to go and get married.
Man, you ever seen a movie, Black Book?
I got it planned out.
All right. It's hard to trust women these days, or women trust themselves, or men. It's hard to trust self. What is trust? Trust. Do anybody trust? Can you trust yourself? That's when I say you can trust the world, when you truly trust yourself. That's what I'm saying. You gotta trust God. But how can you trust anybody else if you don't trust yourself?
My son ain't got them all yet.
No, I be speaking truth. Nah, let him stay far away with those who don't like it. Rebuke me in the name of Jesus, damn fucker. That's what I'm saying. You gotta, if you don't want nobody to come tell the truth or speak truth, then don't hang around them.
I'm like, rebuke you, Satan. Rebuke you. Jeez. Go back to hell from which you came.
I shit on the devil, man. The devil. The devil's only strong as you let him be, man. I'm just saying, just like Freddy in dreams, man. Yo, Freddie's like scared a shot of me, man.
That's just like what I'm going through over here. I'm about to let it go and remain to stay
let
calm,
go.
Cool, and collected. Yes,
Mama,
Lord.
You just gotta let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Yo, we want to thank y'all for tuning in with us, man. It's been another happy-ass Sunday. Happy Sunday. Happy fun day.
Yes.
Don't forget to say your prayers tonight.
All right.
Hey, one question for the world before we leave. What did you do today that made sense? I hope you wash your hands like you took a shit. Lord, thank you for Tony, man. Always, man.
Please
Beyond FM, 24/7. Please make sure you do that. Wear your mask, people. Still, you ain't got your shot. Wear your mask, man. I don't advise the kids to take the shot because I don't like that. I got kids. I don't know about that, man. I can stick them anything metal in my arm and stick up there. I feel like Iron Man now. Mm-mm. Straight up, no lie. Mm-mm. But ever since I took that shot, I feel like Tarzan. I feel like I go swing my toes on the brink some motherfucking where. I got strong ass feet now. I can kick a hole through a motherfucking wall with my toe. No, I'm playing.
They ain't Tarzan. You ain't run through vine. I mean, swing through vine.
Let me tell you this fucked up story, y'all. I'm going to get off the air, y'all. So I was a young man working at Old Washington Country Club.
Yeah.
I had a couple of partners I brought that on there. You know what I'm saying? Bill was one of them. You know what I'm saying? And one of my partners, who ain't my partners no more, was pouring this man some water. The white man saying, pour my glass up full of monkey. And in my book, and I knew that was a racist-ass slurge. So I just looked and grabbed my picture and retired and said, dude, you finna get fucked up. But you know what we did? We walked away. We told the people about it. You know what happened to the old man when he left? He fell and bumped his head and busted his head wide the fuck open. That's karma. So what I'm saying is, let go and let God handle his business.
Yeah,
God
let
said, let
take...
a vengeance be mine. God said, let a vengeance be mine. Think about that.
That's
God
right.
said, let a vengeance be mine. Let the vengeance
right.
be mine. We out here trying to play Batman, Gotham, and take you in our own hands. And we locked up somewhere. We affect our children. We affect our family. We affect everybody around us. We just sit back, think, woo-sah, and just do better.
But
even
we
myself
trying to work
anger.
It out. God not ready. Well,
he already
trying
done
to work it.
It
out.
He already done
he
it.
Not ready.
That's why he said faith,
he
but nobody used
did.
Faith for
but
that.
But let me tell y'all, when my boys, well my sons, well, my boys at the time, it was boys, but they was working at Old Watson, the country club or whatever it is. And I was so proud of them because they used to come around and tell me, Mama, I'm going to cash my check and I'm going to give it to you. I said, nah, you don't give me your whole check. Just give me something. I was so proud of both of them when they said, I'm going to give you my check. I said, oh, no.
Because you was a single mother doing what you did for us and do for us, Mom. You was unconditional love, so why not get that back? We understood as a kid.
Yeah, y'all did. Y'all
we
did.
Understand. We, the people don't understand that, man. We understand what love is. We come from poverty. So what my mom and them done for us, we knew they was out there doing their best for us. And that's why I tell people, people nowadays just give up on themselves so fast and give up on others. If you truly love somebody, man, ain't nothing you won't do. Ain't nothing you won't do. Ain't nothing. See, you got to say, man, God sacrificed himself for us and this is what we doing. We ain't seeing no bigger picture. We just seeing what we want to see and what we think we want to need. You see, when my kids not being in my life every day, it's all I needed every day. And I knew that. And the devil know that, man. So a different situation, man, sometimes it's hard, but you got to be strong and fight through it. But it's all going to work out, man. So
yes,
we're going to end it like that, man. We're going to say happy Sunday. Thank you to BFM 24/7. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check them out. My brother with the rock knuckle. You know what I'm saying? The gaslight, man. Shout out to y'all, man. So, you know, we're going to make it do what it do, man. We see y'all next Sunday. But we for to eat this turkey necks. Gobble, gobble. Corn.
Finna say our blessings.
Dressing.
May God be with y'all.
Velvet cake.
Always and
corn.
Forever. Oh, yeah. Finna turn down these glory greens.
Damn, I forgot we had the greens. Mama, y'all the greens. Mama, y'all the southern greens. Mama, I forgot all the color purple. Mama, yo, y'all have a bless up, everybody. Peace, love, and hair grease. I don't use
hair grease
at all.
He ain't seen hair grease in a long time, yeah.
I sure haven't. Oh, well. Shout out to all my ball people out there. Don't hurt them, girl. And all my people out there, the green birds, green eggs, and ham.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. He gonna die here as beige. Blind.
I ain't going blind, mama.
But you gonna do it?
I'm not, nah.
What color you wanna do it?
If I wanna do it, I ain't gonna tell nobody.
Oh, my bad. But take that back.
That's a goofy ass. Yeah. It's goofy Eve at the same time.
Mm-mm.
Thank y'all for chiming in, man.
Thank you, guys.
The night cries, light sky. Butterflies, fireflies, mankind, born to die, when it's time, who decides? We lost ones, too early on, we live on, to carry on. No, put that burn on me, a man left dead in the street, blood ran down to his feet, put a flower on. How to back my pain away. like cries, light skies, butterflies, fireflies. Free your mind, load a gun, sell your soul, holy son. Speak the truth, hold your tongue, back to sleep. Will we be good? Don't put that burn on me. A man left dead in the streets. Blood ran down to his feet. Put a flower underneath.